Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 17, 2021. The right way to cope with anger. Question: people in Israel have a short fuse that causes a conflict of desires and heightens anger. What is the right way to respond to anger? Answer: this is due to lack of education. People simply have no patience and cannot control themselves. They are spoiled because we let our children do whatever they want, which is forbidden. We need to teach and educate children how to cope with different hardships in life from a young age. Question: we want to educate our youth to respond to anger correctly. What are we supposed to teach them? Answer: we must teach them how to stop their anger. Question: is it better to run away instead of responding to the person in front of me? Answer: of course it is better, but we know how hard that is. Question: many marriage counselors say that it is important to know how to fight. How do you fight correctly? Answer: that is correct. There is no getting closer and no peace without quarrels, but they have to go in tandem. We must learn how to set an example for one another. I set an example by making an effort to overcome myself, and although I am angry, I relate to the other with love. Love will cover all crimes. Question: is it possible to relate to our partner with love when we quarrel? Answer: it is a matter of practice. Question: where do you bring love from when someone is mad at you and hates you? Answer: it is simple. We cover the rage and anger with love, but the love is inside, so it is a matter of balance between the two. The more I can play with either one, the more I must constantly play with them. I must not totally identify with the feeling of anger or of love, but only have the two feelings operate in me so that I control these two ends together. From CabTV's Conversation with Journalists, December 12, 2021. How can love for one's neighbor lead to love for the Creator? How can love for one's neighbor lead to love for the Creator? We must always remember that we came from one soul, from Adam HaRishon. The Creator created Adam, filled him, and organized everything in him. All processes and all states are embedded within this Kli. However, we have data from the shattering, which is opposite to perfection and connection, and in this way, from an imperfect state to a perfect one, we need to reach the intended purpose. All the data from the previous states is already present in Adam HaRishon. We do not discover anything new. As it says, there is nothing new under the sun. Our task is only to put everything in order, to make ourselves ready to accept all the stages of connection and the spiritual world that is being revealed to us. After the shattering, we became opposite from love for one's neighbor. This was done on purpose in order to connect us with light and darkness, hatred and love, connection and separation, because only out of the two opposites are we able to feel what it means to be a created being and to be a creator. After all, there is no creator without created beings. We are lacking this feeling, and therefore we do not notice the creator. We only say that the creator is concealed, but in fact there is no concealment. The creator is everywhere, but we are just not able to reveal him with our senses. The force of bestowal fills all of reality, but we only reveal a little bit of the force of reception, and with it we depict this entire world, our bodies, our universe. There is nothing real in this picture. Shattering and concealment were arranged in order to give us the opportunity to gradually open our eyes and form a spiritual sensory organ. Otherwise, it was impossible to establish the created beings. The created being is a special concept. The Creator had to prepare all the conditions, from completeness to absolute incompleteness, up to the point of separation and utter darkness, in order for us to rise from this darkness and disconnection, from this almost non-existing state. After all, this state exists only at one point that establishes the relationship of the Creator with the future created beings, which is called a point in the heart or a part of divinity from above, or a spark of light. This spark operates in every created being, advances it closer and closer to the feeling of reality outside of it, that is, the force of bestowal. As a person develops, he begins at least to feel what is happening outside of him in the corporeal world and attains corporeality. Although in fact it is not happening outside, but rather inside of him. Then he comes to spiritual attainment. This is how we gradually build our kalim through connection with each other. At first it is an egoistic connection, for the sake of doing well in this world. Then you kalim, spiritual ones, gradually become revealed within us. We need to understand that egoism leads us to a dead end, and we need to come to the truth that is above us. It is not we who establish the laws of the world, but the upper force, there is nothing besides it. We need to study these laws and try to perform the correction. Everything begins with submission. Therefore, the more a person and humanity succumb to their egoistic nature, the more they receive blows, after which they will have to conclude that we have no way to act according to our egoism, but we need to study what actually corresponds to the laws of the world or the laws of upper nature, the laws of the Creator. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 13, 2021, Love for the Creator. A dance in a circle. We must justify the Creator at every stage, at every moment. We thus correctly unite all parts of creation and present them as a single whole. This is our work in order to bring all the reality we feel to unity at every moment of our existence, to feel belonging to the single force of the Creator. This reality is now being revealed to me so that I unite it and reveal in it the force that drives it. In every state we need to remain in the greatest possible adhesion between us and the Creator. If we work like this in the ten, we will see that it is arranged from above as if we are dancing in a circle holding hands. Each one jumps according to his state, and it turns out that one jumps up and the other one falls down. But since we do this together, then everything is combined into one common action, and all private ups and downs are combined into a dance, in a single attitude toward the Creator. This is what we need to do in our inner dance, inner connection. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, December 12, 2021, Love for the Creator. Michael Leitman, on Quora, do miracles really happen? Have they ever happened with you? With me, no. I was always able to understand and explain whatever might have appeared as a miracle at first glance. A miracle is something that goes beyond our classic everyday concepts. However, when we rise to a higher level of attainment, we understand that these are ordinary, normal, and natural phenomena. They are invisible to us, only at our current level, and if they manifest somewhat, then we call them miracles. We consider them miracles at the moments when they are happening before we attain the greater understanding of the system that we are in and how it acts on us. Based on spiritual states with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Michael Sanilovic on November 30, 2021. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Biblical miracles, myths or reality? Comment, it seems that the miracles described in the Torah are against the laws of nature. These are supernatural things. Can the sea part? Of course there may be tides, but not to that extent. My response, nevertheless, sometimes something happens somewhere somehow. There is no need to pull all sorts of explanations by the ears, as if this is a natural condition or incident. Of course, it was unnatural once, but it happened. It could have. However, I am not interested in the sea itself or how a group of Jews walked along the bottom of the Red Sea. I am interested in the inner meaning of what is happening. They passed the border exactly between the land of evil and the land of good, between Egypt and the Promised Land. Therefore, crossing the Red Sea, the ten Egyptian plagues, and all the rest are not supernatural phenomena. They just happened within the framework of our world at a certain time. But, in principle, the whole Torah speaks about something else completely, how all of it happens within a person. The Torah generally speaks only about one's inner world. Egypt, Pharaoh, Moses, the desert, and Mount Sinai. These are all inside a person, in one's experiences, attainments, and spiritual descents and ascents. Therefore, I do not try to pull the whole biblical story by the ears and try, like a theater director, to embody it on stage. Comment: but if these actions took place, then everything else that is written there is also true. After all, a person wants to understand whether this is true or not. My response: I am not trying to prove this by lowering the Torah from its spiritual level to an earthly one. Question: then what is the truth of what is written there for you? Answer: the fact is that I myself can rise to this degree and attain it, make this action myself in a spiritual way, in my inner vision, and not in order for it to be embodied again in the crossing of the Red Sea when its waters parted. Question: so for you, a miracle is a way out of Egypt, egoism, when a person goes beyond his egocentric thoughts, desires? Answer: exactly, this is the miracle. Question: it isn't that some events took place there or could have taken place? Answer: it doesn't matter if they could have happened or not. For me, the whole story of the Torah is a story of an inner, spiritual ascent of a person from the degree of egoism to the degree of bestowal and love for one's neighbor. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 30, 2021. Coronavirus routine. Question: what does it mean to live with the coronavirus? It seems that our ego knows how to manage with anything. Answer: no, there is no such thing as managing to live with COVID, since it is a biological disease that operates against us. If we connect correctly in this war, it will guide us to the correction of the ego that is in the virus, and then we will actually succeed. It is very interesting to see how the Creator arranges us, and affects us, with an attack of a biological virus. Humanity doesn't understand yet how it should relate to what is happening. We need to explain that everything comes from nature, and that the virus is an incredibly sublime factor that symbolizes the lack of the right connection on a biological level, on the levels of still, vegetative, and animate nature. The animate level touches the spiritual level. The spiritual level is called speaking, but we are not making this leap to spirituality yet, so the virus pushes us, and does its work. Eventually we will discover that we have no choice, and that only through working together, all of us, will we be able to eradicate the corona pandemic. Moreover, we need to understand that we can cope with the virus only through mutual work. The virus will force us to be connected to each other in a nice, correct manner. From Cab TV's Conversation with Journalists, November 28, 2021.